Yeah, I was very surprised. I mean, basically, any of us who are in the business of soccer knew that someday this was going to happen. It took us completely by surprise that it happened now, and more so it took us completely by surprise that it was the U.S. that handed down the indictments, because we thought there was somebody else that was going to take on that big bear that's known as FIFA.
In soccer circles, before today, how corrupt was FIFA thought to be in the circles of soccer, the people who care about the sport, whether it be in certain countries or internationally, soccer boosters, people associated with U.S. soccer? Was it just kind of a given, or was that part of it surprising?
It was a kind of a given. I mean, we had all the rumors of, the two World Cups. We knew something went wrong when the World Cup was given to Russia and the World Cup was given to Qatar, and a country like England gets one vote to hold a World Cup, and the United States doesn't do very much better. I mean, we heard all kinds of reports about how, the votes cost $1.5 million, and Qatar ponied up all the money, and it was done through banks here and there. So we knew there was something wasn't right, something smelled.
I guess, Tommy, for me, when you see it, has it been one of those cases where other countries, I know reading the one report, the Swiss have jumped in it too, but are other countries as quote-unquote outraged as the United States since, this bear has been kind of prowling around for quite a long time?
Yeah, but I think what they did was they turned a blind eye to it. They were getting some trickle-down economics. Their leagues were going well. There was no problems. So they just didn't bother taking on FIFA. They said, hey, that's an international problem. It only happens when the World Cups come around. So if we're going to be handling our leagues, why should we bother about it? And basically, most of them turned a blind eye to it, unfortunately.
So basically, Tommy, we're saying that this FIFA is a conglomerate unto itself with its $5.7 billion, but it literally has nothing to do with other soccer governing bodies as far as the different professional leagues across the world, correct?
Yeah, all it does is control them. I mean, it sets out the rules, and you got to live by what FIFA says. But in the day-to-day running of a soccer club or the day-to-day running of a soccer league, they have very, very little input.
Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating. What does this do as far as the integrity of the play on the field during the World Cup? Does it make it kind of shady, or do you think, players play, refs, coaches coach, and, the upper echelon, they're the ones that are taking all the money?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, the players play, the refs, and the guys at the top are stealing the money. The crooks are out there taking the money away from you. But it has absolutely nothing to do. I mean, there's no indication of match fixing or, referees on the take, players on the take. It's all executives who are on the take.
When it comes to executives, obviously, Blatter, who is the head guy, he's, I guess, running for a fifth term as the FIFA president. Reading these documents, it seems as though he's saying he's all good and there's nothing indicating him. But boy, if it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, by golly, I just think that, he has to be involved some form or fashion. And why not just overhaul the entire system as far as he and the rest of his cronies?
Well, it's like this, he's either very stupid that he didn't know there was anything going on underneath him, or he's very smart that he kept himself away from everything that was happening underneath him. We are about to find out, but I think one of the key things that was happening today in that press conference was, and the officials there were quick to note and kept noting, this is only the beginning, folks.
Yeah.
They wouldn't elaborate any further, but they led you to believe that, hey, we are going to hear more about this. These guys crossed the wrong people that didn't do the right thing, and we are going to get them. And it may take a while, but we are going to get them.
Tom,
I think there's no question about that.
Tommy Smith, ESPN soccer analyst with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. So, Tommy, how does this move forward? We know that Russia has the World Cup coming up. We know that Qatar does. Those are ridiculous bids won. We can't scrap this and start over now, can we?
Well, we really can't. And, I mean, if you look at the Russian situation, that's one thing, because Russia has a soccer league. They've got a very strong league. They got enough of stadium so they can run a World Cup. And the problem that you're running into is Qatar. Qatar doesn't have a soccer tradition. They don't have a soccer league. They're going to have, they're building all these new stadiums to accommodate the World Cup, and yet now they're going to have to move the World Cup to December. Now, what this was doing was, it was forcing all the rest of the big countries to move their schedule around to suit Qatar's winter. So maybe now that so much, you know, what has hit the fan, these big countries may say, hey, why are we doing this? Why are we doing something different than we have done for 100 years? And now we know that all you guys are corrupt, and we know that the whole system is corrupt. So why should we, you know, basically do damage to our leagues just to suit you? So I would think that there's a good possibility that maybe five or six of the big countries might get together and say, okay, listen, here's the story. We need to take another look at this World Cup in Qatar. At least that's what I'm hoping will happen.
Tommy, you may think this is ridiculous, and I don't know the answer to this, but when something like this happens, you want to look at everything, and this wouldn't be the first time that something like this could go down, but I know it's a blind draw when they align the groups before the World Cup, but the United States always seems to draw the short end of the stick. They were in the so-called group of death last year. Is that a coincidence, or are those groups awarded to countries that play ball?
I think they're a coincidence. I think it's just a coincidence. I mean, we hear all kinds of stories that when they're making the draw, you know, they have some of the balls out, they have some of the balls cold when you put your hand in there. But, you know, over the years, there has been too many people involved in the pulling of these. And you know that when a lot of people have been involved, somebody's going to talk, somebody's going to say something, and nobody has ever said anything. So I have a feeling that it's pretty clean. It just happens to happen that way.